Well, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Antiel Gargiulo. She told me how to remember her last name, and I'll let her share that with you. We found out as we were talking once she came in today that we were at Baptist Theological Seminary basically at the same time. Fortunately, she doesn't remember being in any classes with me, but I know we had some of the same professors and whatnot. She graduated 1 year before I did, so we our time there overlapped together. She currently works now for her mission, which is Virginia Baptist Women's Missions Group, and I'm going to let her share more about her experience and whatnot. But I am excited to have you here today, Antiel. And the air conditioner's just turned off, so maybe people will be able to hear you today. We'll have to just concentrate and be ready as she shares from her heart what God has placed on her heart today. Antiel, please come.
Have to love springtime in Virginia and allergies. So, for some of you, my voice will sound like nails on a chalkboard, and those of you who know what I'm talking about will understand. But I do bring greetings from the WMUV, which is now her mission. We went through a process of deciding how we could be more inclusive, and so we went. We still operate as WMUV or Women's Missionary of Virginia, but we now also operate as her mission, and we also have his mission, which I'll explain a little bit later on in my sermon. But I do bring greetings from the WMU and on behalf of our new executive director, Dr. Bethany Warren Hunter, and our president, Winnie Tan. So let's turn our attention to the Word of God. It's not going to be very pretty coming from my voice, but that's okay. The first scripture that I want to take a look at is Matthew 25, 40, 34 through 46. And the king said to them on his right hand, "Come, blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. And I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. And when I was in prison, you came to me." And then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in and naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "As surely as I say to you, as much as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me." And the second scripture that I want to take a look at very briefly is Micah 6:8. "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." So both of these scriptures calls for action, because being a Christian is not a spectator sport. God calls us to be on mission in this community, in Withville and the greater area, this state, our country, and the world. And when you answer the call of God, you will never know where He's going to take you, and you're never going to know what type of skills you will pick up. Years ago, when I was in college, I was with the BSU or BCM, and one of the things that we did on a mission trip was we learned how to hang drywall. I look like a person that can hang drywall. I assure you, I'm not that well. Good. But many years later, when I was doing my internship through BTSR, I was assigned to East Carolina University, to their Baptist Student Union. And we went on a mission trip to Charlotte, North Carolina, to be a part of a Habitat for Humanity build. And the week we got there, What do you think we were doing? Hanging drywall. And I was the only person in the group that actually knew how to do it and had some kind of, and we're talking 20 plus years later. So several years ago when I was at a different church than the church I'm at currently, there was a woman in our church who just felt the need to start a prison ministry and to women's ministry, I mean to women's prison. And we do have one out in Goochland County, which is about 30 miles away from our church. So we head out to Goochland County for our training, and we were told if we were taken hostage, our lives, they would not negotiate for our lives, that we would just have to ride it out, and whatever happened, happened. And we're looking around at each other. We're like, okay, but God has called us to this. Fortunately, we were never taken hostage, but that's beside the point. So once a month, we would get ready, and we would go out to the Goochland prison, women's prison. And while we were there, our assignment was maximum security, cell block C. And these are women who have done things that are egregious, such as murder, and several other things that they told us about. So we walked into the prison, as if you've ever been, or if you ever have the opportunity to go. It kind of looks like Williamsburg, Virginia. It's very beautiful brick colonial style buildings. But once you get past the front door of those buildings, it is not Williamsburg, Virginia, I assure you. It is locked down. So we go into cell block C, we get patted down, we enter the security through the maximum security, and we hear the guards yell out, the church ladies are here. So we are moved into a space where all these women, we can hear all the clicking of the doors being opened, and we go into the common area, and for 90 minutes every month, we would spend playing bingo and handing out prizes and listening to their stories and just loving on these women who society has given up on. And sometimes they have given up on themselves. I never expected myself or to find myself at that time to be showing the love of Christ to women in a maximum security prison. But there I was. And I do look back on that time with fondness. And then many years later, I actually wound up teaching at Goochland High School. And I would drive past that maximum security prison twice a day to get it to and from home. And every time I drove by, I prayed for those women who were there. I was no longer a part of their life, but I still could remember them in prayer and the guards who worked there. So what I'm going to spend some time just telling you stories about people, how churches are involved in sharing God's love to our world. And there are just lots of different stories that I've collected over the years. I do attend First Baptist Church in Richmond. And several years ago, Jim Somerville, who's our pastor, came up with this thing called KOH to RVA. And you're probably like, the RVA is Richmond, Virginia, but do you have any idea what the KOH is? So I'm a former school teacher, so I kind of I ask questions. So KOH is Kingdom of Heaven to RVA. And Christ has called our church to bring the Kingdom of Heaven to Richmond, Virginia, and to wherever we go. We are all called as members of that church to be in our community and to look for ways that we can bring the love of Christ to our community. I want to share a couple stories with you. But one of the ways that I have learned that I've come to share Christ and didn't think I would be doing this, I retired 2 years ago. I took early retirement from Goochland Public Schools. And since then, I have started volunteering on Thursdays in our homeless ministry. And I work in the clothes closet. And pretty much all I do is I hang up clothes and I talk to the clients. But our church has a shower ministry. We have showers that where people can come and they can shower 3 times a week. We have a clothes closet and we do have a food bank. So that's where I found currently where I'm serving at my church to bring the Kingdom of Heaven to God, Kingdom of Heaven to Richmond, Virginia. And I've had some really interesting an in-depth conversation with people I never thought I would. People who are homeless or are newly homeless or have been homeless for a number of years, and just to have that sweet conversation and to look at them and to understand, I mean, and just have that holy moment of just being with them during that time period. But there's two things I wanted to illustrate, that he walks, God walks, works in mysterious ways. He also walks in mysterious ways. And he calls the most unlikeliest of people. So there was a sweet woman in our church who was dying of cancer. And she, on her deathbed, decided that she needed to bring books to one of our housing projects in Richmond. And so she rallied the people from our church, and they built small libraries, and they built them in one of the hardest, probably one of the places that makes the news literally every night because of a murder or some type of gunfire in Richmond. And they built four small libraries throughout that community. And people still to this day bring books, and they stock those libraries, those small libraries. She did sadly pass away. But every month, those books are, their new books are stocked in those libraries. But by far, one of them is my favorite. He was my deacon. His name is Tom Ball, and he was called to start a community garden to grow food that could be handed out in our twice a week food pantry, but then also taken into places that are food deserts in Richmond, Virginia. Now, Tom will be the first person to tell you that he knows nothing about gardening. He doesn't even like to get dirty. I mean, he knows nothing, and he still knows much about gardening. But what he does know is he knows how to acquire land, because he is a real estate agent, and he also knows how to find people who have those gifts in, of gardening or whatever gifts they have, and match them up with things that are happening in the Richmond area. So he has started, our church and our community started a ministry called Charlotte Acres. It's over on the south side of our river in our community. And they provide fresh vegetables to our homeless ministry, but also born out of these two things, going into Gilpin Court with the books and then realizing that it's a food desert and then creating our own garden space. They have started a new ministry, which is vans that are full of food and hygiene products. And those are now going into, like once or twice a week, are now going into our communities that are food deserts, and serving those people, and then just praying with those people and getting to know those people. So all that to say is that God will call you to do something that you may not think that you can do, but he is going to provide all the things that you need. And also, during this whole process of working in with the homeless people and working in Gilpin Court, we're also building intentional relationships and sharing the love of God with those people. So, immortal, what is God calling you to do? Where do you see your passion meeting the need of the community, in your community, in your school, in your place of work, in our world? I found when bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth, the sky is the limit. But how do we start? And where do we start? So what makes kingdom of heaven work is prayer, encouragement, leadership, training, asking for and finding those resources, and finding a place for everyone to work in the kingdom. And it's not just for the adults. It is for the children as well, because they are our church. They are our future of our church. And if a child has a call wanting to minister or coming up with an idea, a mission, pray for them, encourage them, and help them. So WMUV, or her mission, is one way that you can plug into things. And so let me just tell you a little bit about the work that I do there and some of the things that WMUV does offer, which you may not be aware of. So my job is a mission strategist, and I work, my job title is changing to Hope Ministries, and I'm the education branch of her mission. So we have children. We actually have had about 500 children, girls and their mothers up at Eagle Eye for Mom and Me this weekend. We've had Shine, which is for our teenage girls up at our camp, which I'll talk about in just a minute. But what I do is I have a group of people, and we go out and we talk and come to churches, and we talk about the hard subjects. We have mini conferences. I was just in Lexington last Saturday, where we had a mini conference. We have a main speaker, and then we have breakout sessions. And these are not your typical breakout sessions that you would go to. We're talking about Alzheimer's and dementia, mental health, mental wellness, human trafficking, child abuse, intimate violence, domestic violence, and intimate partner abuse. And these are all the things that happen in our church, but we just don't talk about them, or we don't know how to start those conversations. So I come into churches and I talk about those things to spark conversations. And it's always very interesting as to who I get to meet, and I get to travel the state of Virginia. Through WMU, I have been able to go overseas and actually speak in Romania about these topics, and then also to go to New York and be a part of that ministry up there. So WMU is an organization that I've been a part of for 55 years. If you are familiar, if you're a Baptist or a Southern Baptist, you may know what WMU is. But we started with children's ministries, mission friends, GAs, actings, RAs. We have then we have the circles. But most churches, or a lot of the churches we found as WMU, are going away from that particular model, and they're doing things with like children's ministries and women's ministries. And so we can come alongside, and we can help you plug in, and we can help you get resources that you may not know that you need, that are out there. So I've talked about Eagle Eye, Mom and Me, and Shine. Shine is at held at our camp and conference center, which is, I'm trying to think where, it's near Amherst, Virginia. Near Wintergreen, between Amherst and Wintergreen. You know what the directions say, turn left at the red bar and then drive 5 miles up a dirt road? It's going to be a good camp. It is probably one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been. I did have the opportunity 40 plus years ago to serve on the camp staff the first year that it was opened. It's up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's absolutely gorgeous. We have summer camps. We have what we were just talking about. We have what we call spirituality camps, or silence retreats. But it is open for anybody who wants to come and do that. And the camp staff will work with you on coming up with your own retreat or whatever. We have amazing hiking. We also have Love Ropes Confidence Course. So if you have children or youth that you want to work with, getting them on those Love Ropes Course, we have a swing that will jack you up about 40, 50 feet in the air, and then you swing through the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains, through the woods, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. So we do have that, and Kenny is our camp minister and director, and he is one of these people who is also another BTSR grad. Right before the diaspora, he will work with any church and help you design a program that would be awesome for your church. It's a great place for marriage retreats, because we do have a hotel. It's a good place for deacons retreats and deaconesses retreats. In November we have our getaway at Eagle Eye, which is our women's retreat. And that is filled with encouragement and prayer and breakout sessions, worshiping and crafting. And men, if you're feeling a little left out, we do have something for you too. We're not only her mission, but we're also his mission. Because underneath the WMU National, we work with the men and boys as well. So we do have a men's retreat that happens in the fall of the year at Crossroads. And the person who heads up our men's branch is up in Bonsai Baptist Church out of Roanoke. Now, the women of WMU, we have no idea what happens at this men's retreat. We really don't, because we're not allowed on the mountain. We just know that it involves smoking of meats. So men smoking meats outside, I mean, it's just great. They go fishing in the Piney River. Like I said, I really have no idea what they do because we were not invited. But if you're a guy and want to check that out, check it out. I think it'll be really good. So other things that we offer is that people don't know about is we do offer scholarships. We have millions of dollars worth of scholarships that are available to young women and men who are seeking college education or seeking seminary education. We also have ministry grants or mini grants. A couple of the ones that have been that we have funded in the last couple of years. One is a thing called Shalom Creatives, which is out of Lynchburg. She is also a seminarian. And she, her passion is art and ministry and healing. And so she applied for one of the grants and got that to help her start her ministry called Shalom Creatives. We have marriage ministries. One of the ones I got to be involved with. We have two Christian, or two Chinese Baptist churches in the Richmond area, and they have decided to focus on marriage, enriching, and then marriage. And so I got the phone call a couple months ago to come and to be a part of that, but it wasn't a speaking thing. One of the things that one of the weird skills that I've picked up and one of the things that I do in my life when I'm not working for WMU is I'm a competitive ballroom dancer. And one of the guys who goes to that church is also a competitive ballroom dancer at the same studio. And so we were invited to, and neither one of us are married, so both of us are single at this time, and we were invited to lead a marriage enrichment on dancing. And so we got in there and we taught them two ballroom dances and working on their nonverbal communication. It was kind of fun. We had about 60 people, but I never thought I could get my ballroom dancing and my ministry to come together. Other things that we have funded during COVID, we had my home church, Monument Heights. One of the men there decided that to reach out to all the people who were by themselves during COVID, and they would cook meals on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then people would deliver that. And so the funding from WMU funded the food, the purchase of the food. But that's just to say that you, if you have something here at your church or in your community that you need a mini grant for, you can apply for a mini grant through the her mission. One of the things that we also have just started brand new up at Crossroads is called the Foundry Project. And this is where young people who are taking that gap year between high school and college, or maybe they're in that college under the 25-year age, and they feel Christ is calling them to be a part of ministry, they can live and work at camp for an entire year. They work part-time at the camp, doing whatever is needed. But then the other time that they're there, they're spending time in Bible study and fellowship and discerning what God is calling them to do and where their next steps are. So one of the things, I'm a beneficiary of scholarships from WMUV for college and for seminary, which was very helpful. So I encourage you to be on mission. So the scriptures say for all of us to be involved, to follow God's call no matter where he leads. Find out where your passion is, what you have a passion for, and then find how you can meet that need in our world. And as the young lady who's, thank you so much for playing the violin. It's my favorite instrument. One of the things that people, I have friends who are in music ministries, and one of the things they do is not your typical music ministry here. They go into nursing homes and to rehab places, and they will play music for the residents or in the hospitals. So if that is your passion and God is calling you to do something with that, please do something with that, because that is a true gift. So it could be starting a clothing closet at your school. We have a lot of people who are in our communities who are food insecure, and a lot of our students who only eat when they're at school and maybe not have access to food on the weekends. It could be bringing a diverse group of people together with your shared love of books or food or whatever, building and building those intentional relationships. I did hear that you guys on Wednesday are having a group, and they're going to be talking about the dinner churches. That is a new thing where you are inviting people to dinner, not necessarily to church. And it's a growing new form of doing church. And instead of sitting in a place like this, you're sitting around the table, sharing food and sharing stories and fellowship. So it could be, it could be that you are in your yard and you see somebody who doesn't have time to do maintenance, maybe picking up and helping that person do maintenance, starting an adult daycare program in your church. There is so much that God is calling us to do. Each of us has our own call from God, and we should step into that and to be, to bring the kingdom of heaven to Whitfield, Virginia, or to this community. So you can imagine. Can you imagine a world where everyone of us who are Christians is working to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth? It would definitely change how our world is working. So, immortal, what does God ask of you? To work for justice for all people, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Thank you again for allowing me to come and speak. That's the first time in Whitfield, Virginia. Hopefully it will not be the last. But again, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Antiel, thank you so much for sharing with us. And I'm appreciative that you still were willing to share with laryngitis. I know that was probably not easy for you to catch and hear everything, but I heard everything. So if you want to ask me later and test me later to see if she shared a lot of good things with us about what her mission is doing here in the state. And just thank you so much for doing that. And I know that she will be glad to be a resource to us if the ladies need any help with things that they're doing, or even if the church needs anything. Let's have a word of prayer.